Strategy hierarchy. Senior management owns strategy in the sense that these leaders have the power to allocate resources to strategic initiatives. However, strategy development requires lateral collaboration among the different parts of an organization and vertical collaboration among organizational and functional leaders and operations managers. Senior management brings the vision of a future several years away. Operations management brings knowledge of the present and near-term future, of internal capabilities and gaps and external threats and opportunities. Strategy flows in two directions. Strategy flows downward through an organization. The decisions made by senior leaders define a set of goals. These high-level goals are translated into functional area goals, which are then used to develop operations objectives and eventually the operational policies and processes that shape the value-creating work. Strategy also flows upward from the organization's front lines, where operations leaders and managers must decide the best tactics for achieving the objectives that have been set. They have greater familiarity with resources, competencies, competitors, and customers. Practitioners collectively develop an emergent sense of how well a strategy is actually working or what the strategy should be, and listening to this feedback loop can reveal how best to refine the planned strategy. In this sense, then, strategy is a hierarchy as shown in Exhibit 1-11. As we descend the hierarchy, the scope of vision for those involved in making strategy narrows and plans become more specific. However, each level repeats the same activities, gathering internal and external information and developing strategies that are consistent with the organization's overall strategy and goals, competencies and capabilities, and competitive environment. Depending on the complexity of the business, there may be four levels within the hierarchy of strategy: corporate, business, functional area, and operations. All levels must be aligned to achieve strategic goals. Exhibit 1-11, Strategy Hierarchy, Corporate Strategy. Organizations may have multiple lines of business. For example, the corporate portfolio of a chemical corporation might include agricultural products, prescription medicines, veterinary medicines, consumer, over-the-counter products, diagnostic products, informational technology services, and so on. The corporate headquarters will allocate its resources to its portfolio in a way that maximizes long-term return to its shareholders. In such organizations, a corporate strategy provides overall direction for improving the performance of the organization as a whole. To use a game analogy, the corporate strategy can leverage the individual and combined strengths of all its playing pieces, using some pieces to support a critical piece and sacrificing some to capture a competitor's piece or improve gain position. The corporate strategy addresses key questions about where the organization will compete, in which industries, markets within those industries, and geographical regions. Business strategies. Each single line of business develops a business strategy that describes the way in which the business will improve its performance and create competitive advantage. To continue the previous example, the leaders of the prescription medicines division may analyze their competitors' current and pipeline products, their patients' demographic factors, and the regulatory environment, and decide to decrease their investment in pain medications and focus resources on becoming a major market force in therapies for autoimmune disorders and cancers. Functional area strategies. The functional area strategies elaborate on the roles each of the business's functions will play in implementing the business strategy. These functions will interact and support each other in creating value, the business's products or services. Functions will vary by business type, but usually include marketing, sales, finance, information technology, human resources, and operations. The functional strategy will align its own performance objectives with the business's strategic goals. To return to our example, the decision of the prescription medicines business to increase its market share in new fields of therapy will directly affect the strategy of its functions. Finance may need to find capital to support the new business strategy. Marketing and sales must develop a deeper understanding of this new market and new ideas for building sales. Human resources will be tasked with identifying the new skills that will be required in the workforce and determining how to develop those competencies. These roles will affect the way in which each function structures itself and deploys its resources. Operation strategies. The operation strategy is even more specific than the functional strategy. It outlines how the function will conduct its work, what it must do in order to deliver the required performance. Developing the operation strategy is a collaborative activity, since the work of the various functions must be aligned to avoid conflicts and ensure support. The operation strategy is the most direct influence on the work that you perform as an operations management professional. Operation strategy notes that an operation strategy must address key decisions about capacity. What level of capacity is required? How many facilities should there be? How large should they be? Should activities within a facility be specialized or mixed? How quickly should capacity be increased? The supply network. How do we manage our network of suppliers and customers? The process technology used to convert resources into finished goods or services. What technology is available? How does it suit the nature and demands of our business? Organizational improvement. How does the organization ensure continued success and growth? Let's consider the operation strategy for the manufacturing function of the prescription medicines business unit. The function's leaders will confer with product managers about the size of markets and sales forecasts. Regulatory experts will provide additional guidance about facility and process requirements. Research and development will provide data about the characteristics of products in these fields of therapy that will affect production, packaging, and shipping. The function's leaders and managers will assess the internal competencies, for example, production capacity, required technology and skills, and external environments, for example, competition for access to required ingredients, cost, and availability of required technology, and determine their readiness to deliver the desired products at the volume, timing, and quality required. They will then plan a strategy for ways to use existing capabilities as efficiently as possible and to enhance those capabilities if necessary.